The following is part of KRCB's Health Connections, an ongoing series of reports to promote community health and well-being in the North Bay.
It was 2007 when New York documentary filmmaker Daria Price chanced upon the topic that would occupy her for the next 6 years.
I was shooting another tech story at a Wired magazine expo in New York, and I wandered into a booth where amputees and prosthetists were demonstrating some of the latest equipment at that time. And I was just amazed. I was watching people who had no legs get up and walk. I had my camera with me and I started to shoot, but with absolutely no intention of making a film.
That soon changed, and the ultimate result became the hour-long documentary Out on a Limb, which chronicles a period of intensive change and progress in the field of prosthetics.
What I had wandered into was the very moment where all these innovations were occurring. I mean, more innovations occurred between 2007 and now than probably had ever occurred if you combined all of history.
Advances in prosthetics have historically come during or just after wartime. That's been the case recently as well, Price says, due to a surge in demand for artificial limbs from soldiers returning from the Middle East.
Because of body armor, a lot of soldiers survived what used to be unsurvivable, but they came back without arms.
One recent new development, introduced a few years back, is the cheetah, the C-shaped carbon fiber foot famously used by South African Olympic runner Oscar Pistorius. Mendocino resident Van Phillips, the medical engineer who invented it, says that prosthetic has also been a breakthrough in building public acceptance for amputees.
With Oscar Pistorius and all the publicity about him running the Olympics and people identifying that carbon blade prosthetic leg, it's like a trademark or a symbol for prosthetics now. I wear a very similar foot. It has a heel on it. But people will stop me and go, that's the blade, isn't it? So people identify that shape, which is tremendous publicity, and it helps social acceptance.
Other new developments have blended more complex technologies, says Price.
That's what this whole Renaissance period is about, this interdisciplinarity between neurological advances and robotic advances, computers and small chips. It's all stuff that could never have happened before.
New mechanical hands can simulate individual finger movements, including an opposable thumb, and move with direction from rewired nerve endings elsewhere in the body. But Price observes there is also a downside to these remarkable new devices.
They're also very expensive, so there's always the issue of who's going to get the best. At this point, soldiers and veterans get the best stuff, and maybe someone who won a huge insurance settlement, but not everybody is walking around getting the best stuff that you see in the film.
That's a concern that Van Phillips is working to address on a global level. We'll take a closer look at that on tomorrow's program. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.
This has been a Health Connections Report, making the connections for healthy communities.